الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال إني ذاهب إلى ربي سيهدين رب هب لي من الصالحين فبشرناه بغلام حليم فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين فلما أسلما وتله للجبين وناديناه أن يا إبراهيم قد صدقت الرؤيا إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين إن هذا لهو البلاء المبين وفديناه بذبح عظيم صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, Alhamdulillah, it is only through the fadl and karam and rahma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has blessed us with Eid al-Adha, the joyous occasion in which we commemorate, we go back into history, and we look at the beautiful teachings of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. What a beautiful life he led. Every Nabi was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the final Nabi is our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we should be proud to be in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of all Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. Sahaba radiyallahu anhu majma'in asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma hadhi al-adhahi ya Rasulullah? What is this qurbani all about? What is the history behind it? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. It is the sunnah of your father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So our father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, we have heard his incidents which have been mentioned in the Quran repeatedly over the years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the 14th juz, towards the end of the 14th para, Allah talks about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah enumerates certain qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, wherein Allah says, Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanita lillahi hanifa, walam yaku min al mushrikeen, shakiran li an'umih, ijtabahu wa hadahu ila siratin mustaqim, wa ataynahu fi dunya hasana, wa innahu fil akhirati lamin al salihin. Several qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam have been mentioned. Allah says, verily Ibrahim is an ummah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had in his person, qualities of an entire nation. Allah chose him and Allah made him and Allah mentioned him as an ummah. An ummah is a collection of individuals. Mufassirin say, لِسْتِجْمَعِهِ كَمَالَاتٍ لَا تَكَادُ تُوجَدْ إِلَّا مُفَرَّقَهْ في جماعة جمة. Mufassirin say that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had imbibed in him excellent, beautiful qualities that is found in one person, which normally is found scattered and dispersed in individuals of a community, as though he was a nation on his own. He wasn't just a single person. The qualities that are dispersed and divided amongst people generally, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had all those good qualities within him. Kana ummah. Ulama say ummah, a nation. Also he was a leader. Qanitan lillah. He was devoutly obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Throughout the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and every Nabi for that matter. But because we are talking about Eid al-Adha specifically, we find that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he had in him true love for Allah Rabbul Izzat. The love that he had for Allah surpassed any other love that he had. And he went through great challenges and trials and tribulations. He showed mankind his unwavering faith when he rejected the worshipping of the idols. So he went through great challenges. They threw him into the fire. And as Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is now being hurled into the fire, the angels are worried. And one angel, after seeking Allah's permission, comes down to the rescue of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, offering him assistance. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, "As for you, I do not require your assistance. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for me." Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam taught us yaqeen and certitude and conviction in the greatness and the oneness of Allah. He proclaimed unity, the tawheed of Allah subhanahu, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the torchbearer of tawheed. La ilaha illallah. And he said beautiful words in a very polite manner, in a kind manner. If you look at his usloob of da'wah, how he invited his father, how he invited his community, not in a harsh manner, in a very beautiful manner. His father was a mushrik. Ya abati, ya abati, ya abati. In Urdu, eh mere pyare baap, eh mere pyare walid, oh my beloved father, oh my beloved father. He didn't say ya abi. In Arabic, ya abati. He's a tie in the end. Shows love and muhabba. With that are you worshipping things that cannot hear, cannot see? They cannot eat. They cannot ward off anything. But finally he was thrown into the fire and Allah commanded the fire. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. Allah made the fire cool and sound for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah saved him. Allah rescued him. He goes through such challenges. He is elderly. His wife is elderly. She is barren. She cannot give birth. Yet they are pining for a child. رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Not just give me a child, O Allah. Allah, give me a pious child. And Allah answers his dua at an old age. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is an elderly man now, old. When his wife gets the news, she is shocked. At this age, we're going to get a child. When I am barren, I cannot give birth. But it is the hukam of Allah. It is the power of Allah. It is the qudrat of Allah. And that is what we are being taught about. As an ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, turn towards the greatness of Allah. Connect yourselves to Allah. We have with us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator of the universe, who is the creator of all realms. Dunya belongs to Allah. Akhirat belongs to Allah. Allah has created Jannat. Allah has created Jahannam. Allah is the creator and the malik and the control of every single being that He has created. Nothing is superior to Allah. Nobody is greater than Allah. Everything is in His power. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that age now He's blessed with a child. Imagine how happy they were with this child. And then the time comes when Allah commands and Allah instructs Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that take Hajar and take Ismail to the barren lands of Makkah. A place they were not familiar with at all. There was no food, no water, no people, no civilization, no trees, absolutely barren. And very silently he leaves them with a bag, a leather bag of water, a mashk as we say, and some a handful of dates. And as he is now going back, he's silent, he's not saying anything. She goes behind him. Oh Ibrahim, are you leaving us alone here? My respected brothers and elders, just picture ourselves in that scene. She's a young woman. She's got a little child, a newborn baby, few months old. He's drinking milk. And now they are left all alone. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam gave preference to Allah's command, to the love of Allah over everything. He loved Ismail alayhi salam dearly. Then she asked, has Allah commanded you with this, bihada, that you should leave us? He said, yes, it is the command of Allah. Immediately she says, إِذَنْ لَا يُضَيِّعَنَا. If Allah has commanded you with this, Allah will never destroy us. Allah will take care of us. And she feeds her child. And whatever little water they had becomes depleted. The dates they had is now finished. And now the child is crying. And we know the entire incident of Sa'i, Safa, Marwa, looking frantically for my child. The child is crying. I have to feed this child. We have to survive. And then Allah's help comes. And we know the entire incident of Zamzam. And then after that, a whole village came about when people came and they took permission and they lived there in Makkah. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is commanded by Allah to visit his family. Just to visit and come back. Imagine after a long period of time, the husband is arriving. And how happy the wife becomes that she's going to see her husband. And there's the child. And she gives Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam this little child, Ismail. And how his heart must have been crying within himself. This is my wife. This is my child. Oh my Allah, can't I stay with them? Can't I take them back with me? No, he just had to visit them and go back. How painful it must have been for Sayyidina Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam. A lesson for our mothers as well. A lesson for all of us. This deen has been established on sacrifice, 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 sacrifice. It is only qurbani. The qurbani we know of course, absolutely important that we will slaughter the animals. But all our mashayikh and all the ulama, they emphasize is very important spiritual aspect to this qurbani. That when we are placing this knife on that animal, then slaughter that carnal desires that we have within ourselves. That greed I have within myself. I want to become more wealthier than the whole world. I'm prepared to cheat. I'm prepared to deceive. I'm prepared to indulge in fraudulent dealings. I'm prepared to lie to people. I'm prepared to cheat and deceive my customers. I'm prepared to take away and devour the inheritance and properties of yatim, orphans and widows and the ummah. I don't care as long as I am happy. People can die. People can starve as long as I become more wealthy. Put that knife on the throat of your nafs. That passion I have, the evil passions. I'm moving towards haram, illicit relationships. I'm just indulging in zina, in fornication. Today is the day. Then place that knife on that spiritual malady that we have. Anger, pride, jealousy, which is disuniting the ummah, making the ummah into fragments. There was a very great scholar, Dr. Mustafa Asibai, rahmatullahi alayh, in his work, Hakada Allamatni Al-Hayat, he mentions very beautifully, and he says that if this ummah has to make musafaha of their hearts, لو تصافحت أنفسهم كما تتصافح أيديهم لقضوا على عوامل الفرق. If this ummah only now makes musafaha with their souls, like how they make with their hands, you shake hands with one another. If their souls would shake hands, if their souls would meet, then we won't find any disunity in this ummah. Jis ummat ko qabristan se guzarte waqt murdai ko salam kehna ka hukam hai, wo itni behis ho chuki hai ki zinda ko bhi salam baghair matlab nahi kehta. This ummah, which has been commanded when you visit the qabristan, then you make assalamu alaikum ahl al qubur. You are making salam to the dead people there. We have been commanded to make salam to the dead people. This ummah has become so numb, so insensitive, so indifferent in the attitude that this ummah, even when we make salam to a living person, we don't make salam except with some hidden agenda. Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala narrates a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yakunu fi akhir zaman aqwamun ikhwanul alaniya a'da'u sarira. A time will come in the latter part of this ummah when people, there'll be a group of people who will be brothers outwardly, alaniya, outwardly brothers, portraying love and affection, muhabbat, making salam and smiling. A'da'u sarira. Within themselves, they have hatred for one another. فَقِيلَ كَيْفَ يَكُونُ ذَلِكَ يَا رَسُولُ. How will that be possible? قال برغبة بعضهم إلى بعض ورهبة بعضهم من بعض. It will be because some are in need of the other. So I need something from the man. I have to be in his good books. Let me just smile with him. And let me conceal the hatred I have for him. And others will be fearful of some person. We don't want to get into his bad books. So we rather just play the tune. Go with the flow. Just meet the man. And behind his back, we will talk ill of him. We will make ghibah. We will carry tales. And therefore it is mentioned, he says, Dr. Mustafa says, لو لبسوا if this ummah wears أكمل الأخلاق كما يلبسون أفخر الثياب. Like how on the ED, generally people wearing nice clothes. If they only don beautiful character and akhlaq, لَكَانُوا أَجْمَلَ أُمَّةٍ عَلَى ظَهْرِ الْأَرْضِ. They will be the most beautiful ummah on the surface of this world. We are a special ummah. Allah loves us. Ibrahim alayhi salam lesson is in front of us. Complete submission to Allah Ta'ala's command. The love of Allah Ta'ala must be dominant. Unwavering faith, iman. We must have that muhabbah. Love one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sulaiman Darani rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, he says, if the entire world was made into one morsel of food, and I owned it, Allah gave it to me, and I had to give it to my Muslim brother and feed him, I'll still think that to be insufficient for my brother. And then he says that when I give my brother to eat, and when I feed him, and as he is eating, I feel the enjoyment on my tongue. This is the ummah of Rasulullah. This is the muhabbah we have. Not outward demonstration of love. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam made those sacrifices, and imagine a time comes when he is now with his family. And this young boy, Ismail alayhi salatu salam, has grown up. A time when he is helping his father, running with his father. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ. سَعْيٌ in Arabic means to run, to help his father. Now Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is given this most difficult task, that slaughter your son. He sees in the dream, 3 days consecutively, 3 nights. And then he takes his son, not telling him exactly where we're going. And the little child is moving with his father until they come and that at the place where he is going to be slaughtered. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam tells Ismail alayhi salatu salam, Inni adbahuka fanzur maada tara. I've been seeing this dream that I am slaughtering you. Oh my son, what do you have to say? What do you have to say? Without any deliberation, without any taraddud whatsoever, no hesitation, no delay, no procrastination, no false interpretation, no trying to ask some fatwa, maybe the dream means this, maybe this is the hukam of Allah. He says, Ya abati if'al ma tu'mar. Oh my father, execute the command of Allah. If'al ma tu'mar. If'al ma tu'mar. This is a sabak for me today. This is the lesson for you today. This is the lesson for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected brothers and elders. There is no doubt now. We are moving very, very, very close to the day of Qiyamah. Only Allah knows best when the Qiyamah will take place. But from the signs, the apparent signs, we are moving very, very close. The hadith of Rasulullah says that a time will come when the ummah will go through such trials and tribulations. A believer will say, like a wave coming onto the other, pounding it. يُرَقِّقُ بَعْضُهَا بَعْضًا. One trial coming onto the other, lashing at it, making the preceding trial look like so light and insignificant. It was nothing. The second trial and tribulation is heavier. The third one even more heavier. يُرَقِّقُ بَعْضُهَا بَعْضًا. Where the believer will say, هَذِهِ مُهْلِكَتِي. هَذِهِ مُهْلِكَتِي. This is the one that's going to destroy me. This is the one that's going to destroy me. It is time that we bring in ourselves these beautiful teachings of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam kana ummatan qanita lillahi hanifa. He moved away from all wrong ideologies and isms. He came only to the deen of Islam, tawheed, the oneness of Allah. Shakiran li an'amihi. He made shukr to every bounty Allah bestowed him with. Every ni'mat. Now he got this child, and now the hukam of Allah, slaughter him. And what did Ismail say? Said, if'al ma tu'mar, satajiduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin. You'll find me amongst those who are patient. And the Mufassirin then write, they say, Ismail alayhi salam tells his father, oh my father, remove my qamis, my kurta from my body. Blindfold me and put me facing on the ground. What a manzar it must have been. Angels are observing this. Allah knows very well. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam is watching this. The Nabi of Allah, Khalilullah, Khalilullah, the most bosom friend of Allah, and he is now there with his son, and he has to make the sacrifice. And Ismail alayhi salam tells him, oh my father, I don't want any blood to spill on my kurta. When my mother will see it, she won't be able to handle it. She won't be able to bear it. So remove my qamis, take it away. Falamma aslama. This is the word Quran says. When both father and son submitted, they surrendered. Watallahu lil jabin. He placed Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam on his forehead, on his face down. That is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instructed Ibrahim to slaughter, and he's trying desperately, but he's unable to slaughter Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah says, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. We replaced him with a ram. Ulama say a ram from Jannah. Allah says, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينُ. This was an open, a great test. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam passed all these tests with flying colors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a beautiful ummah with beautiful akhlaq. May Allah make us honest, upright Muslims. Our women folk, our youth, we've got great responsibilities. We have got great challenges. We have got great capabilities. We have great resources. We need to put our minds together, put our heart and soul together, solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that on the day of Qiyamah, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not turn his face away from us. When we run towards him at the Hawdi Kawthar, thinking that I am your ummati, it must not happen that our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then drives us away, and the angels say, suhqan, suhqan, you do not belong here. My beloved brothers and elders, let us display and bring into our lives these beautiful qualities and excellent akhlaq when we deal and when we meet people in at home, in privacy, in public. Let us not do down others. Al-mu'minuna karajulin wahidin. Rasulullah said, the entire Muslim ummah is like one man. If his eye pains, his entire body pains. If his head pains, his entire body pains. He says, you see the ummah like a person. One limb of his is paining, and the remaining part of the parts of the body respond to him. How? The entire body now feels fever. The entire body also begins to pain, feel pain. The entire person, the body is restless. The man is restless. He's in pain. When your brother and sister, in whichever part of the world, is in any loss, any pain, then you and I should be feeling that pain. May Allah grant all of us tawfiq hidayat to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. You'll make dua now. There will be no dua after the khutbah. Many people will be rushing also to slaughter the qurbani. May Allah accept the qurbani of every single person. Great, severe warnings have been mentioned. Rasulullah said, that person who has the means and qurbani is compulsory upon him, and he still does not want to make qurbani, he shirks in this duty, then he should not even come close to our musalla, to our idgah. Don't even come close to the idgah. Brothers, make sure that we make our qurbani, and whilst making qurbani, do not break the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forgive me, Allah forgive me, Allah forgive all of us. It is one occasion when suddenly the laws of hijab are thrown and discarded. Completely, completely. Just to have some fun, we are slaughtering the bull and we make it a big show. At that time, the person doesn't care that his wife is now coming in front of others, is intermingling, and we are saying in the name of qurbani. Allah forbid, this is not the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us bear in mind all these important things, our salat, and these are great days of ibadah. And lastly again, let us unite ourselves, unite our hearts for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make a lot of dua for ourselves, for our children, for our youth. They are going to be the flag bearers of deen. The entire globe is going through great, great difficulties with dua and the dawa, inshallah. Even though with our weaknesses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us the most beautiful ummah in this world. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka shukru kulluh, la nuhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awwal al-awwalin, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, wa ya dhal quwwati al-matin, wa ya rahim al-masakin, wa ya arham al-rahimin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, hamari gunaahon ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, forgive us our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum bahut kamzor hain, dhaif hain, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know how long we are going to live in this world. Our lives we have wasted, my Allah. Ya Allah, we spent our lives in your disobedience, my Allah. There was no submission, ya Allah, to your will in our lives, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the most beautiful Allah. There is no Allah besides you. Ya Allah, there is no deity worthy of worship besides you. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanak. Inna kunna min al-zalimeen. Ya Allah, we are the beloved ummah of your beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Guide us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Allahumma ahdina wahdi bina. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, whilst you have given us these joyous occasions of Eid, my Allah. There are so many brothers and sisters, masum, children of ours, my Allah, in different parts of the world, my Allah. Whilst we will have so much of meat for qurbani. Ya Allah, they don't even have a decent piece of food, my Allah. They don't even have one piece, one boti of meat, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have to sit in those camps. Ya Allah, years have gone by. Years have gone by. But the ummah has forgotten them, my Allah. The ummah is too busy fighting among themselves. The ummah is too busy amassing wealth, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have forgotten them, my Allah. In Burma, in India, in Afghanistan, in African countries, so many parts of the world. Ya Allah, help the ummah, my Allah. Remove the difficult conditions we are facing, my Allah. Help our youth, my Allah. Guide them, my Allah. So many have taken drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have become drinking alcohol, my Allah. They have become addicts, my Allah. Remove them from this filthy life, my Allah. Ya Allah, make all of us pure, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilon ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Make us tahir, my Allah. Make us pak and saf, my Allah. Unite us, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to honor our mashayikh and our leaders, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be true ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make every sunnah of Rasulullah come into our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us only consume halal, my Allah. Don't let any haram come into our systems, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us only consume halal, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us deceive others, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us cheat the ummat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be guiding stars, my Allah. Shining stars, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those have got different hajat today. They have raised their hands. They are turning only to you, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya qadhi al-hajat. Ya dafi al-baliyat. يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. يا الله, all the marhumin, يا الله, forgive them. So many of our families and friends who were with us last year, my Allah, they are no longer with us, my Allah. يا الله, grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Grant us, grant those who have lost their dear ones, ya Allah, sabri jameel. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are not well, my Allah. They are sick, they are ailing, my Allah. So many have got cancer, my Allah. They've got heart conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got liver conditions, my Allah. At this very moment, there are some in hospital, my Allah. Grant them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir daim. Ya Allah, give us maut on iman. Maut in Madina Sharif. Baril in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hodi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any reckoning. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, hazirin ghaibin sabki dua qabul farma. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا الله, make our children, our grandchildren, كل نصف وعيس. Make them excellent حفاظ, علماء, صلحاء, أتقياء, أبرار, مقربين, مقبولين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة يما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام في الصلاة. Each salat is wajib, with six extra wajib takbirat. It's a procedure, it's simple. Allahu Akbar, the Imam will say, then we read Subhanakallahumma wa sana, and then the Imam will say Allahu Akbar once, Allahu Akbar second time, and Allahu Akbar the third time, then he'll fold his hands, recite the qirat as normal. The first rakat will finish like that, second rakat, Imam will first finish the Surah Fatiha and the qirat. Before going into ruku, he'll make three takbirs, the extra takbirs first. Allahu Akbar, raise the hands and put it aside once.
second time, a third time, the fourth time, then he'll go into ruku and we go into ruku. Please straighten yourselves. There are many brothers still in the back. I think this place downstairs as well. Stand shoulder to shoulder, fill in all the gaps, leave no space. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ولقد نادانا نوح فلنعم المجيبون ونجيناه وأهله من الكرب العظيم وجعلنا ذريته هم الباقين وتركنا عليه في الآخرين سلام على نوح في العالمين إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين إنه من عبادنا المؤمنين ثم أغرقنا الآخرين وإن من شيعته لإبراهيم إذ جاء ربه بقلب سليم إذ قال لأبيه وقومه ماذا تعبدون أئفكا آلهة دون الله تريدون فما ظنكم برب العالمين فنظر نظرة في النجوم فقال إني سقيم فتولوا عنه مدبرين فراغ إلى آلهتهم فقال ألا تأكلون ما لكم لا تنطقون فراغ عليهم ضربا باليمين فأقبلوا إليه يزفون قال أتعبدون ما تنحتون والله خلقكم وما تعملون قالوا بنوا له بنيانا فألقوه في الجحيم فأرادوا به كيدا فجعلناهم الأسفلين وقال إني ذاهب إلى ربي سيهدين رب هب لي من الصالحين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm Al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وقال إني ذاهب إلى ربي سيهدين رب هب لي من الصالحين فبشرناه بغلام حليم فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين فلما أسلما وتله للجبين وناديناه أن يا إبراهيم قد صدقت الرؤيا إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين إن هذا لهو البلاء المبين وفديناه بذبح عظيم وتركنا عليه في الآخرين سلام على إبراهيم كذلك نجزي المحسنين إنه من عبادنا المؤمنين وبشرناه بإسحاق نبيا من الصالحين وباركنا عليه وعلى إسحاق ومن ذريتهما محسن وظالم لنفسه مبين الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd, Allahu Akbar, Ma labisa al-hajij, malabisa lil-ihram, Allahu Akbar, Ma ra'aw al-ka'bata, fabada'uha bit-tahiyyati wassalam, Allahu Akbar, Ma istalamu al-hajar, وطافوا بالبيت وأقاموا الصلاة عند المقام الله أكبر ما اهتدوا بنور القرآن وفرحوا بهدي الإسلام الله أكبر ما وقف الحجيج في صعيد عرفات الله أكبر ما تضرعوا في الصفا والمروة بخالص الدعوات الله أكبر ما غفر لهم ربهم وتحمل عنهم التبعات الله أكبر ما رموا وحلقوا وتحللوا ونحروا فتمت بذلك حجة الإسلام الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا عباد الله الأعياد في الإسلام تبدأ بالتكبير وتعلن للفرحة النفير ليعيشها الرجل والمرأة ويحياها الكبير والصغير أعيادنا تهليل وتكبير الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد عباد الله عيد الأضحى يوم التضحية والفداء يوم الفرح والصفاء يوم المكافأة من رب السماء للنبيين الكريمين إبراهيم وإسماعيل صاحبي الفضل والعطاء ليت الأمة تتعلم الفداء فالإسلام تكاثر عليه الأعداء تعطلت الحدود وازداد الصدود أصبح الإسلام الحقيقي غريبا في وطنه وأمسى الدين طريدا بين أهله من له من يفديه من يضحي من أجله الإسلام أحوج ما يكون الآن إلى مضحين وفادين من أوقاتهم ومن أموالهم ومن أبنائهم ومن كل ما أعطاه الله لهم حتى يسمو الفرد وتعلو الأمة حتى ينتصر الدين وتعلو راية الحق المبين قال تعالى ومن يرغب عن ملة إبراهيم إلا من سفه نفسه ولقد اصطفيناه في الدنيا وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أيها الإخوة الكرام إذا أذنا كبرنا الله وإذا أقمنا كبرنا الله وإذا دخلنا في الصلاة كبرنا الله وإذا ذبحنا كبرنا الله وإذا ولد المولود كبرنا الله وإذا خضنا المعارك كبرنا الله وإذا جاء العيد بالتكبير استقبلناه وقلنا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد إنه تنفيذ لتوجيهات الله تعالى ولتكمل العدة ولتكبر الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون أيها المسلمون أنتم مأمورون بالفرحة في هذا اليوم كنتم في طاعة وتنتقلون إلى أخرى افرحوا ولكم الأجر قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون فجعلوا هذه الأيام أيام العيد فرحا لا ترحا أيام اتفاق لا اختلاف أيام سعادة لا شقاء أيام حب وصفاء تسامحوا وتصافحوا توادوا وتحابوا تعاونوا على البر والتقوى لا على الإثم والعدوان صلوا الأرحام وارحموا الأيتام وتخلقوا بأخلاق الإسلام الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد اللهم أسعد في هذا العيد قلوبنا وفرج همومنا واشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وأصلح أحوالنا وأحوال المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين